أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the last episode of Thriving Muslimah series. So far in the series, we have discussed various things such as restoring balance in our lives, starting with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, self-care and self-awareness. We also talked about struggles of our youth and parents, how to thrive in our various relationships and sisterhood. Today, we will expand our circle further and discuss flourishing in our role as caretakers and inheritors of the planet Earth by cultivating a strong Islamic personality. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, the believers are like bricks of a building, each part strengthening the other." So we are meant to support each other, but we are not just confined to the believers, right? Our Muslim community is the place of learning and teaching our morals and traditions, but it's the general, larger community of all faiths and beliefs where we are tested and measured. When we look at a community, it starts with our homes, then what's immediately outside of our homes, then there's the smaller Muslim community, and then we have the larger multicultural community, finally moving on to the global community. And to thrive as individuals, we need to be an active participant in some capacity in all of these spheres. That's a tall order. And to be active is a very relevant concept. How much is too much? How do we balance our home, work, and social life so every aspect is nurtured and fulfilled? Today, I'll share three hallmarks that a Muslimah cultivates to not just survive interactions with the community, but to actually thrive in her role as a community member. The three character traits are rooted in Islamic tradition, and they are good attitude, silence, and service or volunteerism. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Abu Dharr, shall I not tell you of two qualities which are easy to attain, but which will weigh more heavily in the balance?" Of course, Abu Dharr wanted to hear it, radiallahu anhu. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You should have a good attitude towards others and remain silent for lengthy periods." Good attitude is a comprehensive term, and it includes all the good characteristics that human beings may acquire. We have modesty, tolerance, cheerfulness, trustworthiness, purity of heart, and so much more. A Muslimah is her community's safe space. She's firm in faith and a gentle guiding figure that people can trust and feel comfortable going to. Sometimes we get too focused on being an upstanding citizen, though, and doing all the right things, so much so that we keep taking space instead of making space. That's where the next quality comes in. Silence. It's good to be loud and proud. After all, that's being confident. But we need to cultivate the practice of silence. We'll save ourselves a lot of headache and heartache by controlling our tongues and our reactions. So there's good attitude, silence, and service or volunteerism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, "Do good to your parents, relatives, the orphans and the needy, the nearby and further away neighbor, the companion at your side, the traveler, and those whom your right hands possess." So we are commanded to be helpful and kind to others. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, serving others is beneficial to ourselves as well. There are physiological and psychological changes that occur within our bodies and minds when we help others. It's good for our worldly life because we are more grounded, our families are more integrated, and there's a sense of belonging and purpose that's enhanced when we engage in volunteerism, and it's great for our hereafter. Prophet ﷺ said, "I've seen a man who was enjoying the luxuries of paradise because he removed a tree from the side of the road that used to harm the people." Don't forget, all of this starts with being grounded in faith. As we learn throughout this series, restore, establish, and sustain. Restore the balance with steadiness, stability, and equality. Establish the prophetic practice of sitting in silence after Fajr to strengthen your connection with Allah, our Creator. Sustain open communication, engage in productive habits, and surround yourself with good friends. Remember, we can be fulfilled in every way when we attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect each area of your well-being back to Allah. We have the strength and ability to cope with the stressors of life. Trust in Allah. Ask for thriving from the one who can surely give it to us. Jazakallah khair for tuning in for the series. Please follow the Ikna Sisters channel and get involved with Ikna, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.